to sit.
Yeah.
We're filming it for
the first
time.
How would you normally sit in a normal chair?
Just like a cool guy.
Just like a cool guy,
just relaxed.
Yeah. This doesn't look
natural. I'm not. Oh, no. If I go over here, is that too... We're not going to get our faces in.
I think don't deny the people...
The visage.
The full face.
Hello. Welcome to Under the Groomers.
Try and sound less enthusiastic. If you
My name's Jeremy Flynn. We are Under My Wife's Dog Groomers, and I'm joined today by Julia Stanton. Hello.
Hello.
Jackie is also here. He's in the background, beavering away.
Like a little pervert.
He's just sort of got his little notebook out, just writing some of those twisted little musings that he does on the comedy circuit, some of those little japes. But the thing I have only records two people at once, so he's out of the pod. It's just me and Jules today. It's a Sunday. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah, gigging this weekend.
Big time.
All of them gigs. Never stops.
You cannot get me away.
She never stops. Me and Jackie had a gig together on Friday in Bristol.
Yeah, how was it?
It was fine. It was at the Orchard. It was right by my house.
Handy.
Like,
nice.
It was a 20-minute walk.
Lovely.
Or, as it turned out to be, a 4-minute drive.
Lovely.
Because it was cold and rainy.
Yeah, in February weather,
20-minute walk as well. For me as well. I was talking about this the other day. Do you ever put in walking directions on your phone?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. You're a human being.
Yeah.
Essentially. So... when you see how long it will take you to walk, do you take that as like, that's how long it will take me to walk?
I arrogantly think I can do it quicker.
This is what me and...
absolutely never. That never happens.
Right,
I always end up being bang on what they've predicted or longer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm glad you said that because I do the same. If it says it'll take you 40 minutes to walk it, I think, so it's at least 40 minutes to walk it, possibly an hour, depending on how much I sort of...
dawdle.
Veer left and right along the pavement. And I'm a slow walker.
Yeah.
I'm a meanderer. I'm obese. Whereas me and Jackie were meeting up and he said... oh, I'm going to walk into town. So I thought I had ages because I looked up how long it was and it said like 50 minutes. He did it in about 35.
Whoa.
When he got there, I mean, to be fair, when he got there, he was blowing. Like, I think he must have been at a semi-trot for most of the way. But he said that when he sees the walking time, he's like, he'll do it in much less than that, which I found bizarre. He's a brisk walker.
Gotta be.
Don't like being around people that are fast walkers.
I really hate the pressure of being with a fast walker.
And also, I just think, just chill out.
Because also, what are you going to do when you get there? You're sweaty.
Exactly. Forget it. I'm sweaty anyway, and I'm walking slowly. So, gig was fine. We got through it. And then last night, Wimborne.
Ooh.
The Royal British Legion.
Lovely.
Ever heard of it?
No.
yeah, because you're not an ex-military person.
No.
It was fine. A lot of grey hair. A
lot of bald heads, I imagine.
A lot of bald heads and white bobs.
Mm.
Yeah, so we got
Hot
through
stuff.
It. We got out with our skin just about. And then Sunday, let's get the groomers gang going.
Just win
the grooming gang. Not the coolest of nicknames for the podcast. Jules, we were talking about how each person on the pod has their own sort of thing. Jackie's always been our advice guru.
Sure.
Paul, yet to be determined. He's a bit of a lunatic, so I don't really know what we're going to... you can't put him in a box, unfortunately.
No.
I always want to talk to Paul about like... cryptids and things like that, like Bigfoot and unexplained mysteries.
I'd like to know Paul's opinions on like really normal stuff.
Yeah, that, to be honest with you, you kind of
like, what's
you don't
his
need
opinion
him.
On the moon landing?
What
does he think really happened to Diana?
Even thinking about him answering that is exhausting, to be honest with you. So so they're going to be a separate one now. We were talking about it and you're going to be like my finger on the pulse of normal life. You okay? You look really scared.
What is that noise?
Sounds like something in the wall. one of the previous podcast guests, once you've been on,
you just,
if I don't like what you say on the podcast, I box you up into the wall.
It's a real Jeepers Creepers
you
situation.
Can hear them scratching to get out. But you know, that's
stop now.
One of the great things about recording a podcast beneath a groomers is you will hear small animals. I bet they haven't got that on Name a Famous Podcast. This is my point. This is why I need you.
Have you ever listened to a podcast?
Do you know what? I do listen to a couple of podcasts. Not many.
What do you listen to?
I like, I've told you, I like Case File, the Australian guy talking about the murderers.
So soothing.
This cunt's murdered over 15 Sheilas. Yeah, I like him, Case File. I like that. Yeah. And that.
You like a murder pod?
Yeah, because I think sometimes when I'm driving to a gig, okay, I didn't do well, but I haven't killed anyone.
Could be worse.
I haven't killed anyone. Yeah. So actually, in the scheme of things, not...
That's the difference between you and me, because I'd listen to it thinking, could be worse, could have got murdered.
Could have got murdered, yeah.
So you're looking at it from the murderer's
perspective. Yeah, yeah, I think this guy's way worse than me.
This guy, he's done loads.
This guy's awful.
Yeah.
I've just had a bad couple of shows.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it'd be good. Because last time we spoke about MILF Manor, of course, because you're big on, would you say you were big on reality TV?
I'd say, yeah, I'm a cliche. I like all that shit.
Yeah. I tend to be quite far behind the times.
I don't think that's strictly reality TV. I think you are quite far behind on...
In the world.
World events.
Yeah.
I think.
That's fair. So that's what I think your episodes will be in terms of...
I'm your finger on the pulse.
You're my finger on the pulse. You're my link to... The
outside world.
Yeah, the outside world. Because at the moment, what really happens is... 85% of my time I'm at home by myself with the dog watching There Will Be Blood in the day
on
a Tuesday afternoon, and then every now and then I leave to go to a gig, and that's pretty much it.
I like that you went for the classy option of There Will Be Blood rather than Tipping Point.
If I'm gonna watch something, I'll watch like a film I've seen before and it's probably at least 4 hours long and quite harrowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems to be what I'm doing at the moment. So I think a little link to the real world would be great. And that's what
I think
you can bring. Yeah, MILF Manor was that reality show where guys go on with their mums.
Yeah, so they're in a manor, as the name would suggest. The mums go in thinking they're gonna be in this manor with a bunch of buff guys. And then they turn up and the guys who are there are their own sons.
So
they're all now dating each other's sons. Oof. And they have to do like different activities.
So have you been watching anything?
A video popped up for me today and I thought, Jez will love this.
Yeah.
So do you remember there used to be a show called Temptation Island?
Nope.
Okay, so there used to be a show called Temptation Island.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for some reason it died out.
Is it like Love Island?
Yeah, except couples go on there and they're tempted. And it's like, so we're about to get married. We've been together for 8 years and we just want to make sure we're not going to cheat on each other.
Just before we get married, we thought, let's throw this relationship into the toilet.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
So Spain... have carried this on.
The Spanish.
They know what they're doing.
They are tempting.
Yeah.
They're tempting. They're tempting. They're temptations.
Muy caliente.
Yeah. They're temptations.
So they've got two like villas.
Casas.
Two casas.
Casa de la Temptation.
Dos casas. One for all the men.
Yeah.
And one for all the women. Mm-hmm. So they're all in relationships.
Okay.
You meet them and it's like, hi, hola. Yeah.
Okay, the temptation to do the voice is strong, but I'm not going
to
do it.
I think it's okay to do Spanish.
Yeah, that's fine. So they turn up. Hello. I'm not going to do
it. I love that you still did it in English.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the word. He's still gone for English.
Yeah, speak English with the accent. That's what if I was to go to Spain, that's what I'd do. I'd do the accent and speak English like all good Brits abroad. So
they turn up.
All the lads in one house. All the chicas, here we go, in the other.
Yeah, and then all the chicas get a load of buff men.
Not the fellas.
And all the fellas get a house full of hot women.
Oh, so
hence the temptation.
But these are they're not the other.
No.
Okay, so
they all get fresh.
So these are
and
just
singles.
Like random skanks.
Yeah, they pump the villas full of random skanks.
Oh, yeah, I guess if they're all in couples, they're not going to be...
I mean, I like that idea because then you're getting infighting.
Yeah, if he was out on a hot date with this guy's fiance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like Cuck Island, isn't it? Or something. So that's nice. So they bring in some random skanks.
Yeah.
And then
before they go in, they have rules.
Men and women as the skanks, by the way, just...
Sure.
If you're thinking of cancelling me.
Yeah.
I was thinking about men and women.
Yeah. Equal opportunity skank.
Exactly.
So they have rules before they go in. So say you and Holly are going in.
No fisting. Rule one, no fisting.
Up to the wrist is fine. Anything further, come on. Off the table.
He might get married to this chick. That's a good rule.
Yeah.
No funny business.
It's like the Catholics. As long as it's up the bum, it's fine. That's anything fine. Else.
Keep it clean.
Yeah. So they have these agreements. No kissing. The usuals.
No kissing.
The hot ones are no kissing, no shagging. Anything else is fine.
Okay.
And then...
What else is?
Well, then what happens is when somebody in the other villa has broken a rule, an alarm goes off.
That's fun.
In your villa, but you don't hear like, Jeremy is fingering.
Well, don't put me in the villa. So the alarm.
It's just an alarm goes off. So then everybody's freaking out going, what's my wife doing?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a clip going around of one guy who the alarm went off. And so every week, or I don't know, every episode, they get this like fireside chat where they go to the host and the host shows them like the highlights of what their partner's been up to.
God, this sounds like pure hell.
Yeah. And then, so this one guy, his partner had kissed another guy, but he hasn't seen it. He doesn't know yet. And then he has one fireside thing and he sees a bit of flirting. He doesn't know they've already kissed.
Yeah.
And then they go away and the lads get told, right, you can have a live feed. One of you, you need to recommend one of you to go and watch a live feed of what your partner's up to right now. All the lads recommend this guy.
Okay.
He goes up.
Because they think she's...
I don't know. But I guess there's some rumblings that maybe he's seen her flirting with somebody else.
Sure.
He's already feeling a bit anxious.
Yeah.
He turns up. And they put the live feed on. The guy that she was flirting with, she's in bed.
Uh-oh.
He comes in and the feed starts where the guy just licks her lips.
Wait, like, licks her lips?
Yeah. So she's in bed. He leans in, tongue out, licks her closed lips.
Is she asleep?
No, she's awake. This is a way to wake up.
Call the police. This guy's out of control.
And the guy watching is like,
holy hell.
Like getting stressed, obviously. Yeah. And then they're talking.
Getting stressed. That guy's licking his wife's lips.
And then they just start making out. Oh. He gets into the bed.
And he's watching that.
And you're just watching the guy watch it. And he's wearing shorts and he's like pulling his shorts up. Like
Jesus.
He's really losing his mind. And then the more they're going at it, he's like, no, you're ruining my life.
Yeah.
And then he just bolts. Like so they're on the beach watching this.
Yeah.
And then
he's on the beach.
He runs.
What has anything sadder happened on a beach? I mean, yeah, like tsunamis and stuff. Yeah.
Every
time he goes to the beach now, it'll be like,
ruined.
Last time I was on the beach, I watched a video of the love of my life getting her lips licked. By another man.
Is that Spanish kissing?
Yeah. French is
in
tongue
the
in.
Yeah.
Spanish just around.
Tongue out.
Yeah. That's disgusting. And so this guy, so his heart's,
so he runs,
his heart's broken, his life's in the gutter. He's mission accomplished by the TV show. Yeah.
The producers are all like cheering.
Hooray.
In the background.
This guy wishes he was dead.
Yeah.
We won.
He's running up the beach towards the other villa.
He's kicking
and
off.
he's going, "Donde esta, donde esta,"
which means
where are you? Yeah,
I knew that.
He's running up the beach and they're all, the host is like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah, he's gonna go fight the other guy. Yeah,
at first it looks like he's gonna run into the sea.
Yeah,
and then that
which
point,
is your
it's
natural
like,
reaction.
Oh no,
that's the problem with doing it on the beach. It's so easy. Full pelt, 100 miles an hour
right into the sea.
Just end it there.
So he's running up the beach. They follow him, which fair play. The
cameraman
is really must be in
good
shape
on him
because he's going fast.
Like that scene in Rocky where they're training on the beach, him and Apollo just running in the sand. Yeah,
pretending that they're partners and macking on with other people. So he gets to the other villa, and the people in the villa are like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" Because they have no idea. Like, what's
Como
going
estás?
On?
This is good because it's educational as well.
We should put subtitles on the bottom.
I also
bottom.
Don't know what that means.
I think that's how are you.
It's oh, it's how are you, is
I think
it?
So.
Ah, that's a shame. Close. Not who
what
are,
were you thinking?
Who are you?
Don't know.
Forget
that's
it.
Beyond my...
Right in. if you're Spanish.
Spanish fans.
Then you write in what's Spanish for? Who are you?
So then he's freaking out. The other people in the villa are freaking out. Mm. So the live feed is still going.
Yeah.
She can hear something and you see her sitting up on top of the guy.
Yeah.
She's sitting up like she can hear her boyfriend.
Jose's in.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then she comes out and then they have like a... He's like, you've ruined my life in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. They're not guessing that. That's too big to guess.
And then she's there trying to hug him, like, let's leave together. Like, I don't even want
too
any of this.
Late.
Like, you've just been straddling the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just phenomenal.
Sounds like
telly.
Absolute hell.
For everyone involved.
So stressful to watch. When you're watching it, do you get stressed? Or is it more like...
Yeah, I like the juice.
You like the juice.
I like the spice of it.
It sounds hellish.
Yes.
So what happened to this fella?
Maybe I don't have enough empathy. Maybe you have too much empathy and
I don't think that's it.
I think, but you're in his shoes immediately.
I just picked, yeah, that's all I think.
Yeah.
I think, get your hands off her. Yeah. Also, it's funny that I would watch it and I'm not... I'm always in the shoes of the guy, the loser.
Yeah, 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 the cuck.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm always the cuck.
You're never the one licking the lips.
Never the... What's the opposite of a cuck? A bull.
Shagger?
A bull.
The bull. You're never the bull.
Shane Paul's not here for this. He'd be loving this. He's a bit of a swinger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk. We'll dig into that.
Yeah.
I mean, you always think, if you're going to go on Temptation Island...
What do you think's going to happen?
You're going to get tempted. I mean, you can't be surprised.
Also, how arrogant to think you're not going to get tempted.
Definitely. Especially a Spanish version.
Come on.
Some of the hunks they must be dropping in this thing.
I mean, that guy.
Yeah.
His DMs are going to be flooded when he comes out.
If you like having your lips licked.
No, not him. The boyfriend.
Oh, the cuck. The cuck. That's his nickname now. The cuck.
The cuck.
Poor guy. Jesus. Well, as I often suspected with things I don't watch.
Yeah.
We live in hell.
Yeah.
And that's what...
And I'm glad I can drag you down with me.
We live in hell. Yeah, I've never seen Love Island.
No? It's dead now. Love Island had a window where they didn't block out when they were shagging. And that was peak Love Island.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all single.
All single.
So no one's getting hurt,
really. Well, they couple up, don't they?
Couple
so
up.
They're like, they try and but it's manufacture not like that they're not single.
Yeah.
But they are, essentially. They're all single morons.
And I guess if they are coupled up in there, it's like, well, it's not a real relationship. Yeah,
but they act like it is.
You're in the Love Island.
That's the best thing. Because they get coupled up by the general public immediately as soon as they get
in. The public decide.
Well, the first time they get coupled up, I think, by the public.
That's interesting.
I think. Maybe I'm doing that wrong. They have to step forwards to say who they're... I don't know. Whatever. Okay. But then
they take it seriously.
From day one, they take it so seriously. So then if somebody else talks to the person you're coupled up with, immediately they're like, what the fuck is she doing?
Yeah.
I was arbitrarily...
So at least if they're getting their hearts broken in there, it's not real because it's like a Love Island relationship.
But then also, you are living with that person.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So they say it's like accelerating. It's like 150 dates in the first 2 weeks.
So yeah, I'm not into that really. I watched a documentary about Wyatt Earp and it was pretty boring. 6 episodes, too many episodes. Do you know about Wyatt Earp?
Not a lot.
Like an old gunslinger in the West. Basically had a bit of beef, had a shootout at the OK Corral.
He's the OK Corral. What's that film? I've seen the film that's about the OK Corral.
Yeah, and he, weirdly, that was like one of the first films in Hollywood that they made. And what I did learn at the end was that he like worked on that film as like a consultant.
Whoa.
Weird that he lived in a time that at one point he was like living outside eating beans and sleeping under the stars.
Yeah.
Being a real like... Pew, pew.
Yeah.
And was also involved in the film that was made.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But basically, he had a bit of trouble.
Right.
Big shootout.
Yeah. Also, didn't that shootout last like 3 minutes or something?
Yeah,
and we're still talking about it.
Exactly. There was a big shootout, bit of beef.
Mm.
Both his brothers got shot afterwards. Spoiler.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, 150 years ago or something. It's not that much of a spoiler.
Yeah.
And then that was pretty much it.
What made you want to watch that?
Apathy. I think because I've been.
You want to get on Temptation Island?
I think because I haven't been doing anything except going to gigs and watching telly.
Yeah.
I think I thought, like, what I'll do is if I just watch, like, at least if it's a documentary, that is somehow like I'm learning something.
Yeah.
Or it's not like just pure guff.
I had exactly the same thing.
Oh, and look at me being smart. And actually, it wasn't even a documentary. What they did is they acted it out.
Oh,
so
nice.
It was like, there was a bit of people talking, like you get a historian in every now and then and was like, yeah, this sort of happened.
Yeah.
And then it was acted out quite badly. So it was pretty dry.
I'm impressed that you persevered for all six episodes.
You're impressed that I persevered by
sitting there and not
essentially
moving.
Not getting off the sofa and just going, fine, the next one's playing now. That's fine.
I had the same thing where I was like, I don't know anything about anything. So yes. I should probably learn about the war.
That's a good one.
And so I put on, Netflix had a new take on Hitler. So I turns out bad
what?
Guy. I know.
We've done some research. This guy is a fucking...
We've decided.
This guy's bad news.
Finally.
Yeah.
Because I was like, people talk about the war as if they should know, like Poland and like...
Yeah, people do that, don't they?
Who was invaded
you're
first.
You're like, World War what?
Yeah.
Two?
How many? So I watched it. Good stuff.
I think
really interesting story.
Yeah, it was mad. It was a whole thing.
And like loads happened.
You're right. So.
World War
II. You just found out the bombshell, not a pun, that World War II was big.
Big story.
So I feel like the only thing about history I know, I think if you break my sort of knowledge of the past into chunks, it's like the war. Then
which one are we talking
just
at?
General war, wartime.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Well, I know that there was one and two.
Yeah.
But it feels like it was like wartime. Then I feel it's like Dickensy time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of vibe. Dickensy time.
Yeah.
Then I think it's like Shakespeare-y time.
Cool. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it's like caveman time.
We went from caveman to Shakespeare.
That bit wow. For me is pretty much...
Now I'm just picturing a caveman holding a skull doing Hamlet and I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's a big...
Where's that Hamlet?
Yeah,
like, come
I'd
on.
Watch that.
Yeah.
They must have done...
Someone has somewhere.
I bet they had one like flamboyant caveman who was... was reading out a soliloquy.
Sure.
I feel like...
No medieval. Medieval didn't happen for you.
Medieval.
Knights.
Yeah, medieval time.
Like, forgive me, but you strike me as somebody who'd be into, like, medieval shit.
Appreciate that.
have you ever been to one of those fairs?
A Renaissance fair?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. At my school, if you were stupid, you weren't allowed to study history.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think what it was I think they wanted the stats to be good for history. So at my school, if you were dumb, you had to study RE.
Oh, same.
Because there weren't enough people studying RE.
Yeah.
So myself, I'm including myself, the dumb kids, we weren't allowed to study history. We had to do RE. And in fact, I wasn't allowed to do geography either.
Yeah,
When you say you weren't, to what age?
See, because you
I think we did it in like year 7 and year 8. And then after that, you get put
you
in
choose.
Like humanities.
Yeah.
And I just did RE. That was the only one I did. Because that's where they put the dum-dums.
Yeah.
Of which I was very much one of them and still am. But yeah, so I forgot about medieval. So it goes war, Dickensy, Shakespeare-y. But then Shakespeare-y, I think, is like... Is that not medieval? Is that
nope.
like... Nope. Okay.
I don't think so. Nope.
So then it was like Henry VIII time.
Yeah.
Caveman.
Yeah.
Egyptians?
I don't know what...
Egyptians? Caveman.
I also didn't do history, so I'm not the person... I've only just discovered about the wars,
so I'm not the person Yeah, so those are like...
Jack the Ripper, when was he?
That's Dickensy time, isn't it? That's like Smoky London time.
Victorian?
Yeah.
Is that Dickens?
I think so.
Oh,
I think I've lumped that into what... There's someone with an ounce of intelligence listening to this going, this is two of the dumbest people I've ever heard.
I'm trying to think about the outfits, because I'm thinking
yes, that's
ruffs.
How I do it. I think top hats.
Ruffs to top hats.
Shakespeare ruff.
Yeah. Jack the Ripper.
Dickensy
top hat.
Yeah. Sort of medieval, I'm thinking suits of armour.
Yeah.
And like though they're kind
big
of rough.
Wizards.
They're kind
where
of
do wizards go?
That's true, where wizards come in. I think wizards is like medieval.
Yeah, that's gotta be. That's quite
when
witchy.
When
time,
were the dragons? When did the dragons
I
come?
I think dragons are medieval.
Yeah, it feels like
because George and the Dragon.
Yes, of course.
That was medieval.
We've got it. We've got it.
This is why I'd never win a pub quiz. There's a real black spot in my
Yeah, the problem is that you knowledge. Want it to be on like Hollyoaks and stuff like that.
I am waiting for the round on Hollyoaks.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But Hollyoaks circa 2007.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything else.
No.
Well, maybe, yeah. I was going to say maybe you could be my figure on the boards of history, but have we established?
Absolutely not.
I think we'll go back to Temptation Island.
I think you need somebody else for that.
Have you been watching anything else? Or anything else in current affairs?
Okay, so there's a woman I think you will absolutely love.
Talk to me.
She is a woman from New York City. And she's 32.
Bit young for me, but that's fine.
She fell in love online and married a 19-year-old man, are we saying?
Sure. In the eyes of the law.
From Pakistan.
Okay.
She ups and leaves New York, best city in the world.
Yep.
To go to Afghanistan.
Uh-oh, you've just changed the country.
What did I say?
You said Pakistan the first time.
Oh, Afghanistan, sorry. It's definitely Afghanistan.
Okay.
She goes to Afghanistan. She's basically catfished him.
She's catfished him.
So they get married. Oh, he's only had a relationship with her over the internet.
Do you know what?
Where she looks hot stuff.
Well, we can name a few people that we know, comedians on the circuit. I've seen some of them. You see some of their profile pictures and you're like, you're tricking some of these. If you're using these on the apps,
you should
go to prison for
that. I think fair play.
We know what you look like. You ain't fooling anyone with that.
I respect the catfish. You get it however you can.
Yeah.
So she pops over.
It feels like a long way to go to catfish
so
someone.
Long.
So you might get a catfish someone. You might as well do someone near your house. At least when they find out, you haven't got far to go home.
Well, the best thing is she comes over and the husband and his entire family leave.
Yeah.
They ghost her.
Oh.
She comes over. He takes one look at her. Gone.
Not interested.
But also the entire family leave. So
where
she's
did they
there.
Go?
I don't know. They've disappeared.
She's now in Afghanistan.
She's now in Afghanistan on her own. And she's like, what the fuck? She's become a celebrity in Afghanistan.
The catfish. Yeah.
She's holding press conferences where she's like, I'm going to build up Afghanistan. We need to sort these roads out.
She's going to turn it around.
She's asked the government for 100K or more. She keeps, every time she's recorded, she gives a different amount. Mm. And she always says, or more. She's
or
like,
more.
Somebody once asked her a question. She's like, look, talking is expensive. If you want my answer, it's 2,000 or more.
Or more.
2,000 a week or more.
That's quite a good, that's like a good thing to try in real life, isn't it? Maybe every time I get offered a gig, they'll tell me how much it pays and I'll just say,
or more.
Or more. maybe that'd be a low way of Darren Browning them into giving you more money.
Yeah. The confidence of this woman, though, she's now had more marriage proposals. People are giving her the money. It works. Like, she's getting that
but
money.
But they can see her now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, I'll have a look. What's interesting, now I'm not besmirching, is that a word? I'm not besmirching Afghanistan, but do you think when they were talking about meeting up for the first time?
Yeah.
He's like, I live in Afghanistan. She lives, like you said, she lives in New York City. And you're sort of tossing the old ideas football around. Do you think, shall I come to you or you come to me?
Yeah. Which way around we doing this?
Think about it.
Yeah.
Surely he would. And then if he'd have gone to New York, he gets there, she's no prize. But he's gone, do you know what? I'm in New York.
This city never sleeps.
I'll take in the sights. I'll stick around for a couple of weeks. We'll see what happens.
It's the Big Apple.
But you
take your bite.
It's a long way to go when you know that he doesn't know what you look like. Like such a gamble.
Also, what are you talking to a 19-year-old about?
Oh yeah, I forgot he was 19.
19. I'm roughly like, her age. And
oh, I thought you were going to say I'm roughly 19. keep dreaming, baby. I know we're filming these, but.
I'm heavily filtering these videos.
Jules is using this podcast as a if you're 19 and in the Bristol area.
Yeah, I'm not willing to travel.
Not willing prepared to go to Afghanistan.
So these are her top 10 iconic moments.
Which one's she?
This one.
She's from Pakistan.
She doesn't know she was
from Pakistan.
Yeah, she's now telling everybody she's from Pakistan despite having a very thick American accent.
Oh, okay.
And she also, I don't think she understands much about her new culture.
Okay.
Because she cannot say Allah.
Oh, yeah.
So she keeps saying respect to Dalla.
Dalla?
She says it, respect to the law.
Oh, yeah.
She throws out a few different options.
Maybe she's Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Land.
Or more. Here we go. Yes. It's not my religion.
Whenever they ask her a question she doesn't want to answer, she's like, look, it's against my religion to
tell you my business.
Tell you my business.
That is a great...
Get out my business.
I reckon that's got to be one of the good things about being religious. Is you can just say...
Not my religion.
I'm going to take up a religion.
Yeah.
Don't know which one yet. I'm going to take one
I've
up.
I've always thought you'd start one, to be honest.
Do you know what? I have thought about it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good money in it.
What kind of vibe are we going for? What are the outfits looking like?
Revealing. Sort of the opposite of a lot of... You know, like those ones where they try not to show anything? It's like the opposite
of that.
Like
the KKK?
That. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the opposite of that.
Right.
It's risque.
Yeah.
It's cheeky.
It's cheeky.
It's a cheeky religion.
In all senses
it's
of the word.
It's saucy.
The cheeks are out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the thong religion. Yeah. Yeah,
sounds
it's cheeky.
Sounds like Temptation Island,
it's
to
babes,
be honest.
Yeah, it's babes only.
To be fair, most religions do start that way, don't they?
I think if you're making the rules, you're not going to be like...
Lads, come on
if,
in.
If you're going to make the rules up, yeah. That's what always gets me.
Do you know what I like? The doomsday ones.
What you mean where they all...
They all think the world's going to end.
Yeah, yeah.
So they all wear the same trainers and then...
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, those are good. You don't get many cults these days. A good cult...
No, there was that woman who poisoned herself with silver, turned herself silver.
Turned herself silver?
She had like anorexia because she couldn't eat because of God. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or she was like...
Got the opposite problem?
She was a... God's telling you.
He's telling me to eat. Yeah, that's my problem.
More Percy Pigs,
he's always saying, eat more, baby. That's my religion. That's another one of my commandments.
Oh, yeah.
To eat whatever you like.
Yeah.
Just go nuts.
Nice. Yeah. I want to, so far, I mean, other than the clothing issue.
if you get promoted, you get to wear more clothes. That's one of the things. If you wait,
so you start out in a bikini.
The more money you put into the religion, the more garments you get.
Where do you stand on sex within the cult? Because often...
Encouraged. Very much encouraged. Yeah, I mean, again,
because normally it's heavily policed by the cult leader.
Yeah, the fucking dork religions, the ones that are run by squares.
But they can't shag each other. They're only allowed to shag.
Who says? It's my religion.
Happy for them to shag each other?
Yeah, do whatever
you
want.
It's not like a strictly they must shag you.
Oh, no, it's carte blanche, baby. Yeah, there's no rules.
Well,
I mean, there's rules, yeah. But not like, no, go nuts.
This is early days Love Island.
Yeah.
No blurring.
Again, if you're going to start, you know, it's got to be. It's got to be a party vibe.
So clothes, optional.
Restricted. So there's a definite attract, apart from myself, there's definitely an attractiveness.
Oh, there's a
criteria.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want... You know, people like that person, you know, the American woman.
Oh, she's not welcome.
Definitely not.
She's too busy running her own cult, to be fair.
Exactly. She's fine. She's got her own business going on. Yeah. No, I think it's fives and above.
Right. Do you have what I'm picturing on the wall is like pictures of celebrities that you're...
Celebs are more than welcome.
Oh, okay.
Very much so.
Yeah. Who would you like in your cult?
Great question. Megan Thee Stallion.
Number one.
She's coming in.
Okay.
If you don't know, if you've not listened before, I'm big into Megan Thee Stallion. That's kind of like, have you ever seen one of her videos?
Yeah. I follow her for fitness advice.
Yeah.
We all
follow her for fitness advice.
Her fitness tips are really good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
But we're like Scientology, because their selling point to celebrities is like, oh, we're kind of a network now. So you might meet Tom Cruise.
Exactly.
So what's your selling point for celebrities in your cult?
Well,
you might meet Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion's here.
She's the PR woman.
Yeah, and she's just going to be walking about. Like,
she's just twerking.
She'll be like, 24/7. I guess if I'm thinking about it, she'll probably be quite high up in the church, which annoyingly does mean she'll be wearing more clothes.
You're rethinking those
rules.
God,
this is more complicated than you think to run a religion. Yeah. She'll be quite high up in the church. She'll be like my pope, I guess.
Your right-hand woman.
Yeah, she'll be high up.
Are you considering yourself God?
Yeah, I'm God.
Right, okay.
Obviously. That's sure. The deal, isn't it?
Well, normally, like, you're a prophet for God, mm-hmm. and, like, God speaks through you, and that's how they trust you.
I speak through Megan.
Right. You're God on earth.
Literally. I put my arms behind her.
Like a puppet.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
And I go, hello! Yeah, so it's me and Megan, all the big celebs, Tom Cruise, David Beckham.
Oh, you're taking Tom Cruise over?
Cruise is coming.
Wow.
Because you need Cruise give it legitimacy.
I don't know, I think Cruise has lost it.
No, he'll always have it, baby.
I think Harrison Ford.
Cocktail. A lot of these guys are quite old now.
Yeah.
Cruise, but that's the problem, because I'm old. A lot of my references. Sort of icons are...
Apart from the women. The women seem to be getting younger. Mm. The men seem to stay pretty old.
Judi Dench is in. Yeah. Just to sort of
fully clothed.
She's really high up. Yeah, she's really high up. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, she'll bring the average age up.
Yeah,
It's me, Will
she's
Smith.
She's a good one because you can't go. I'm not misogynistic. Look,
Judi Dench is here.
Judy's agreed.
Will Smith.
Okay.
He's big. I think you want those like.
Was big. He was pretty big about 20 years ago.
Big Willie still got it.
You reckon?
Yeah. He's coming back. Yeah. I heard that.
Oh, is he?
You heard it here first.
Oh, yeah.
Big Willie coming back.
All right.
I think you want the big time Illuminati, the ones that people always say
Beyonce,
are in.
Beyonce, Jay-Z.
Exactly. You want the kingpins of people that think they're in like Illuminati, they're
Taylor
in
Swift.
Secret cult. Exactly.
I can see Swiftie in your cult.
She's coming.
Yeah. Would you have like a system where you have like in the mafia? So mm-hmm. you're Tony.
Yeah.
You got your capos.
Sure.
Is that how
T-Swizz, V-Style.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Dench, but... But
hey, Dench is charismatic. I'd be recruited by Dench.
Yes, I think she's got something about her.
Yeah.
Mirren.
Get all the old gals.
Shame
Maggie's gone. She'd be a good one.
You want the old gals in.
Yeah.
And I think then that you kind of want
Red
them.
Grave.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, old thesps. Dawn French. It's me and a lot of old women at this stage.
Yeah.
But I feel like they'll give it a little sort of gravitas.
They're a good mask as well for all the.
Derek Jacob.
Kellen and Jacoby.
Yeah.
Miriam Margolese.
It appears to be... I'm organising a phenomenal theatre performance 35 years ago.
You're essentially doing like a pre-in memoriam for BAFTA. Just their swan song.
Yeah.
Love it.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
And you want to see all of them in the buff?
No, these guys aren't in the buff. These are like the...
You don't have to work your way up then. They don't have to do
these
all the...
are in from the start.
Okay.
This is like, we're like the people in charge of the cult. And then it's the minions.
So is it more of a democracy?
No, I'm in charge.
Right.
It's me.
You're telling the...
You're
telling the thesps what to do.
I've got a group of some of the best and oldest actors still going.
Yeah.
And they will tell the min, because what it is we at the moment what we don't know is who's going to be the followers, the minions.
Oh, I think we know. I think we've got a good idea.
And they're going to be, they're like the disciples.
Yeah.
And that's just mainly hot chicks.
I want to see the conversation between Derek Jacobi and Megan Thee Stallion.
Hey, it's exactly what
it's
about.
Bringing people together.
That's exactly what it's about.
What are your commandments?
Number one. Chill out.
Come on, guys.
Number one, chill out. Number two,
party hard.
No dickheads. No, not party hard. Like it's very much a chilled out vibe.
Oh, okay.
What we want to do is pool the resources and live off that.
Oh, okay. That's why you've got all the old thesps in.
We got there. You've got.
We're living off Lord of the Rings money.
Judi Dench's money.
Yeah,
she's coming in. She's doing them money saving expert adverts now. So
not only does she have the money, she knows how to save
it. Exactly. That's exactly what you want.
She's your financial officer.
Rich and frugal. She's in charge of the cash.
Yeah.
Dench is in charge of the cash.
Okay.
Martin Lewis, get him in.
Yeah.
He's good for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the religion, and then everyone can join.
I like it. Are you living like on a farm?
What's the compound
like?
Yeah, it's mod cons though.
Yeah,
we're not rustic.
You know,
it's a compound.
Not living off the land.
No, it's a compound. I mean, they're in dorms.
How? Okay.
No, that's
bunk beds.
Yeah, it's that.
Do you know
kind
you can
vibe.
Get double bunk beds?
That's depressing.
Isn't that weird?
Who's that for?
I don't know.
Quadruplets.
Double swingers.
Double, but even.
I don't like
double
it.
Double bunks.
Yeah.
Who would that be for?
I was talking to somebody and they were like looking into it for their house.
Double bunks.
Double bunks.
But who would live in them? Oh, is it for like
guests?
Is it like?
But a kid should not have a double bed.
Definitely.
Let alone
not.
A double bunk.
Definitely not. Three of those people are in the wrong place.
Perfect for your cult.
It'd be good for the cult.
Double bunks.
Do you know what? Double bunks would be great for the cult.
Because then you can double up.
Double up. Yeah, that's perfect. I'd have Mirren and Dench in one. Jacoby and McKellen in the other. And I'd just be in the armchair in the corner.
Watching.
Yeah.
So your commandments are pretty...
Chill out.
Short and sweet.
Chill out. Babes only.
So how are you surviving? Oh, Mirren's money.
Mirren's money.
So no toiling of the land. No, like...
We'll put on old Shakespeare plays. And there'll be a mix of some of the world's greatest actors.
And Meghan.
And the young hotties that are like the disciples. Yeah, it'd be a good mix. I'd watch that.
I'd actually love to see.
It's a good cross between like serious drama and then a few babes just to sort of breeze it up a bit. Sometimes you're watching like a play and you think this would be good if...
I could see more tits.
Something in it. Yeah. Just like something to, you know, keep the eyes busy.
Yeah. The poetry's lovely, but the eyes are getting tired.
It's quite samey. That's the thing with plays and that, isn't it? Is that the sort of first 10 minutes are quite interesting.
They can be long, can't they?
They can be real dry. The theatre sucks.
I'd love you to take over the National Theatre and every play stays the same. Merchant of Venice, exactly the same.
Yeah, just a couple more babes.
Death of a Salesman, exactly the same. But just every now and then, like at a wrestling match, just bring on an inexplicable babe.
In between each scene.
Just nice. Each scene in between with like a card.
Scene two. That's quite a good idea. That's a good idea.
In a bikini.
Painting that.
Yeah.
That's intellectual property. You can't have that if you're listening.
Yeah. National Theatre. Like, keep your hands off.
Like Ring. Yeah. Can't
ring
have
girls.
Scene girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's a Dragon's Den.
Can you imagine that during a really harrowing. There's one that's like 7 hours long and it's about 8.
Yeah. But that'd be a good palate cleanser. If there's someone on the stage like being like, no. Why? Oh. And then it's like end of the scene.
Yeah.
And then woo. All right. Scene two. She holds the card up.
Yeah. Oh, that's scene one. They're in tears. Scene
yeah,
one.
That's what plays are like. Yeah. And then she comes out, scene two, and everyone's like, hey, look at that.
A wooga.
And then you go, right, back to the play.
Yeah.
That is a good I genuinely think that's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. Just to spice it up a bit.
Right, Jez.
Yeah.
What would you rather?
Okay.
Have all your decisions made for you by a committee of 5 people of your choice.
Okay.
Or all your decisions made by a magic eight ball.
Oh, I think its initial reaction is it's got to be the committee.
Okay.
Do I get to choose the people?
You do, but okay. Who are you choosing?
It'll be different from the people I chose in the cult in the book. Derek Jacobi.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah. You can't go with the eight ball because the eight ball really, it's too...
I actually thought you'd go for the eight ball because of the random, like, let's just leave it up to fate.
What if there was something that you really wanted to do?
Yeah.
No, I think it's too random. I couldn't handle it. I feel like I would miss out on things.
Yes, okay. Good. But you want somebody to blame for missing out, potentially.
I want... How many's in the committee?
5.
5. You'd have to pick them wisely. I think what you'd have to pick is female friends.
Wow, okay.
Because I think the temptation of guys...
To fuck around.
Would be to pull your pants down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, that's... I mean, if I was on someone else's committee...
Are you picturing it like one of those dolls where they can stick pins in you and pull your pants down and you're just walking down the street and then...
Can you do that on a voodoo doll?
The
you pull the pants
down. In my head, you can.
I'm going to get into voodoo if that's the case. That's hilarious. I go for the committee. I think I pick female. Well, you'd want sensible. Sensible women is what you want.
Yeah.
I think
you got many of them?
No. You'd have to go famous. My female friend.
Okay.
You'd have to go... Who's sensible? Sensible, famous women. Theresa May. Liz Truss. Thatcher. I want... I've got three Tory leaders.
Okay.
Who I despise, but still, I feel like they're sent. I'm trying
not
to think.
Not convincing.
Oprah Winfrey.
She'd be a good one.
I'd go Oprah.
Reckon. Yeah.
She is sensible.
She's sensible, and also she's got an image to uphold. So if she starts putting her pants down in public,
I go Oprah Winfrey. I go Trisha.
Trisha. Give us something to do.
I go Trisha because she's sort of like the British. Vanessa Feltz.
Ricky Lake.
Sally Jesse Raphael. Essentially. And maybe we'll chuck in a fella. We'll have Montel with Montel Williams. Maury Povich. Yeah. No, Oprah's a good one. God. And now that I've said Trish, I feel like she'd be up for it.
Yeah.
Feltz.
She hasn't been on TV for 25 years.
Winfrey Feltz. Felt seems like she's got
she
her head. She's got her head swiveled on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Lisa Tarbuck.
She's also. Wow.
She seems like she's got her head
switched. Deep dive.
She's got her head switched on. She seems sound.
Where are you getting that from?
She just seems like a laugh.
Sure. Yeah. You got to have someone who's.
You need
be a
someone
laugh.
To laugh, like, you know, because if you go too sensible, what might happen is, like, you know, should I go to Alton Towers?
Big. No. The big questions. Tackling the big ones.
Should I go to Alton Towers?
Yeah.
Spoiler, I love Alton Towers. It's fun.
It's an easy answer.
But Oprah might be like, that's not a productive day. You know, she might be too sensible. So you want someone who's a bit of a laugh.
Someone who,
so a Tarbuck, a Frenchie.
Yeah.
I'd still definitely stick to women because I think fellas.
I think that's right.
I wouldn't trust a fella not to.
Take it too far.
Out of spite. Take it.
Out
you know,
of spite.
To do something against your wishes.
You
so,
got beef with a lot of men.
I'm beefing.
They're out to get you. Yeah.
So I go Oprah. I'd stick Truss in.
Would you?
Yeah.
For financial affairs.
She seems, you know, she's boring. She's, you know, she's sensible.
Okay.
She's a bit of a loose cannon. I don't really know anything about her.
I knew.
Stupid.
I was trying to wait for you to.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about her. I knew she wasn't a great prime minister.
Yeah. I don't think you should give her the clout of making any kind of decision.
Fuck the Tories.
Personally.
Yeah. Oprah. Feltz. Tarbuck.
Yeah.
Two more. I'm thinking.
Denise Van Outen.
Sure. DVO.
I can imagine her.
Sure. Right now, it's a real 90s.
It is, isn't it?
Real 90s pinup.
Get Chris Evans on there. Yeah.
No men. I'd like the idea of.
Blobby. You need an agent of chaos.
Timmy Mallet.
Who's the one with the.
Philip Schofield.
The email.
I'm not having Schofield in.
How was this?
Oh, I thought you were doing Gordon the Gopher.
Oh, no.
He was...
Sooty and Sweet.
Yeah, yeah. We're
Get
not just naming
in.
Things from the 90s. No, I really like the idea of chat show. I feel like if they had like a chat show, they're kind of like mediators.
That's true.
So, Oprah, Feltz, Trisha. Yeah, Ricky Lake. One sensible. Who's like the most sensible woman? A real smarty.
Carol Vorderman.
Vorders. That's a great shout.
Thank you.
That's a great shout. Vorders.
And she can do any, like, when you're in the supermarket, what's 20% off this? She's got it for you right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. She made good financial sense. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great shout,
Thank
Vorders.
You.
Oh, Jay McDonald.
Oh, of
Jay
course.
McDonald, 100%.
He's someone to entertain the rest of the troops.
My queen.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Jay McDonald.
Party animal.
Yeah, I watched her cruising yesterday.
Did you?
Saturday morning. That's how I start my weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Cruising with
Where
Jay
was
McDonald.
She cruising?
She was in Australia.
Lovely.
She's having a great time. And she sings a song at the end.
I want to be her mate. Her mate has the best life.
She's there. She's
around.
On the cruisy with her. That she's having a blast.
Yeah.
Jay McDonald, Oprah... Who's the one you... Oh,
Vorders.
This is such a good list.
Are we still having Truss or she's
no, Truss is
kicked
gone,
to the curb?
Yeah.
You don't need
Tarbuck. Anyone. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, great. And well, they're making all decisions. You're allowing every single decision.
Yeah, I trust them.
All right.
Probably trust them more than myself, to be honest with you. I make bad decisions.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at where my life is right now, I don't... This is me.
Do you know what? 1 month with that crew... Your career's taking off.
I think I'm turning around.
Yeah.
They'll make me work, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into them. I'm into them in a big way. Yeah, fuck the eight ball.
I actually would lean to the eight ball, but that's, I think, because I don't trust anyone. And I'm trying to be more carefree.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that would force
me. Let the fates decide.
Yeah. But then also I do like the idea of having a face to blame.
Powerhouse.
If something goes wrong.
Five powerful women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking Oprah.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I didn't want this haircut.
I mean, I think once you've got Oprah, really, I feel like she's...
You're set. You're absolutely set.
Do people still like her?
I think so.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. That'll probably do us.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Tell your friends so we don't have to put content out on the internet.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks.